Hello and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to a point. A point? The point. I try to get to the point. We gotta keep it tight here, otherwise people will steal this fantastic concept. I am Phil, your host from 70%complete.com. And I'm here driving from one point to another trying to get to the point, and the point today. I've been playing a game. It is now out. I can kind of talk about it a little bit. I've done a very bad job of being a on-time embargo reviewer. If you follow the website, if you follow the YouTube channel, if you follow the podcast, you will know. There's no risk of me breaking embargo. There's a great risk of me missing it. And here we've done it again. I've been playing a game called Dimhaven, The Last Source, I believe is what it's called. I've played maybe an hour of it, and it's real good. I want to talk about it. So Dimhaven is made by the developers. The name is lost to me right now because we don't research on this show. That's how it's going to be. But it is the developer of Quern, a game I hadn't heard of before. You may have heard of them as the developers behind The House of Tesla. I think there's 4 or 5 of those games now. Do you remember back in like the early 2010s, the puzzle box alchemy games called The Room? There's a couple of other studios that came out and did games similar to that. I think there was I don't think it's called The House of Da Vinci, but it is Da Vinci related. And then I think The House of Tesla is a very similar kind of thing where you're solving small puzzles and telling a larger, grander story within the puzzle house that you're in. I love those games. The only Room game I haven't played is the VR one, but I do own it, so maybe someday I should actually play that on PSVR. So this game has, like, Dimhaven has a pedigree of puzzling, and that is immediately obvious when you hop into this thing. Dimhaven very much is a game in the, I would say, the Myst style. It is not complicated, but requires a lot of lateral thinking and notebooks just to, like, kind of put the pieces together, understand how you're supposed to solve these puzzles, and, you know, find clues all across this island. The thing that's kind of similar to Myst, but a little bit different, is even in the first hour and a half I've played of this game, it has an amazing sense of humor. It is very much a, like, mid-90s point-and-click adventure kind of feeling to it. Like, the game itself is a first-person, just, like, typical first-person walking-around game. You have interact controls, you have an inventory, you have a camera, which we'll talk about in a minute, and you're just kind of walking around poking holes in this world and kind of seeing what's going on. But the sense of humor is very, like, mid-90s, just, like, mid-90s point-and-click adventure. Like, the first thing that you interact with is a welcome to Dimhaven. Well, okay, the first thing that happens in the game is that there's kind of this, like, black screen voiceover cutscene that happens about how, like, you're going to Dimhaven for the first time to find a missing person. And then it shows you the, like, it opens the screen and says, like, okay, like, time to play the video game. And it's you free-falling into just, like, towards this island. And then you open your parachute and you are gliding towards a bunch of light-up arrows that aren't lit up and a bunch of cargo nets. And you're supposed to land on this target as if this is the way that you land on Dimhaven. And it appears that it is. because you land on Dimhaven, and the first thing that you actually interact with is a, like, stewardess standee that is standing next to a machine that asks you how your flight was. It gives you the silly, like, airport, how clean was this bathroom survey thing of three buttons. Great, fine, and dismally awful. And you have to kind of work through that as, like, your first introduction to the puzzle, because only one button is lit up, but if you open up the drawer underneath it, you can move the plug and what it says. And then you're kind of free to move about this small zone of the island. And it's just, it's clever, it's really fun. The puzzles are, like, very, very tricky. I have basically solved one, that took me some time. But it's like, I mean, I'll give a little bit of one of the puzzle solutions away, just to kind of, like, show where this game is at. Very early on, you find a note on the visa office because you need to get a visa in order to enter this island, even though there's no one there, and you have to kind of figure out what's going on. And you find a note on the visa office that says, hey, I've left you instructions on how to open the toolbox where there is, like, other things that you can find. And then there is a series of arrow directions, left and right, in sequence. And you're like, okay, cool, this is a puzzle. I'm going to need this. Kind of clever thing about Dimhaven so far that I actually really love, and I wish more adventure games like this would have a in-universe way of doing this, is you have a camera, and there's, like, photo challenges to the camera of, like, take a picture of this stuff, and I don't really know why, but I haven't found the purpose for why you participate in the photo challenges. But the thing that you can do is, at any point, you can push the down on the D-pad, and you'll pull up your camera so you can take a picture of something, and that includes notes. So I saw this sequence of these arrows. It's like, okay, well, that's clearly, obviously, a puzzle solution. I'm going to use my camera to take a picture of this. And it is a Polaroid-style camera. So you take a picture of it, and then you can select any of the pictures in your photo album, click on it, and then hold it in your other hand so it's always on screen. And it is absolutely genius. And I'm annoyed now that there are so many games that require this mechanic, that require you to, like, take a picture or write something down in a notebook, and then you have to, like, reference it, you have to find it, you have to, you know, hold up your phone camera to take a picture of the worksheet in the classroom of blueprints so that you can take a picture of another worksheet in a classroom in blueprints and compare them and learn something from it. And instead, what if you just had a camera? What if you could just take a picture of it and then you can hold the solution in your hand in game while you're doing this so you see everything on screen? It's absolutely genius, and I am afraid of what it means if they've built the tool into the game. But it's really cool. So I took a picture of the left-right arrow sequence. I find the briefcase. It's called Toolbox. It's important that it's called Toolbox. It is just a briefcase. You look at the briefcase, and it has one of those locks where you basically, like, flick the lock to the left or to the right to unlock it. So I'm like, okay, cool, I got this. I, you know, pull out my picture, put it in my left hand. I go to the puzzle panel, and I type in the key to the puzzle panel. Doesn't work. That seems weird. That's how puzzle games work. You type in the thing, it works. But, and this is kind of the level of, like, 90s-esque Myst-style puzzle game that this game is that the briefcase says toolbox on the side, but toolbox is upside down, which means the briefcase and the way that you would look at it to unlock it as the person who set the lock is upside down. So actually, the answer to the briefcase puzzle is correct. You just need to reverse every direction to solve it. And turns out that's what happens. It works. And even in the first hour or so of playing this game, I've come into like 3 or 4 puzzles that work like that. Like, some of them are very obvious of like, oh, the key is right here. But then some of them are putting together this jigsaw puzzle of a map of the island that has a note on the back. Some of it is, you know, putting a bunch of dates together from the bottom of a note, connect it to, like, make some logical leaps, connecting it to a calendar that you find elsewhere, putting those combinations together to go open a puzzle in a different area of the island. And it's just, it's really cool. I'm still playing through, I mean, the opening segment, but I've really enjoyed my time with it so far because it feels like an old style puzzle game that doesn't really exist anymore. It really does have that, like, try every single item you have on stuff, but not in a, I don't know what I'm doing, just in a, maybe this will work. And the character is voiced, so there is some fun stuff going on there. Like, they'll make reference to some of the silly decisions that you've made, or like the weird state of the world. Something that I haven't brought up yet is Dimhaven takes place in its own world. When you land on this silly island, there is like, this island is supposed to be the archaeological location of the oldest human settlement. So you look around, there's like this giant wall, like the Dimhaven wall that you look at. It's like the coolest looking aqueduct you've ever seen. And you can tell that they're like building something up with all of this. That at some point I will probably end up going into these ruins and solving an ancient puzzle and finding out what's going on here. But it's really cool. It's just like really well written, and the jokes are just like kind of funny and they work. There is like one of the, you run into a note written by one of the maintenance workers, and you see their checklist of stuff that they're supposed to do. And like one of them is changing the code on the ambassador porta potty, which is funny. But then one of the other ones is apply goal guard to everything that can move every 3 days. Which is funny because you land on the island and a seagull immediately takes your passport, which you need for your visa application. So you find like empty rattle cans of Gull Guard all over the place. And it just, like, it's just silly little one-off jokes like that. But it's really nice to play a game like this that is not like self-serious, but is like still kind of, I imagine, dealing with interesting topics, and that you can do that with humor and with like tricky puzzle solving. I think it also just kind of chills out the vibe. Like if I'm picking up cans of Gull Guard, or the reason I can't really proceed right now is that there is a seagull in my way and I need to find a way to solve that seagull problem, it like makes it a little bit more, you know, manageable, or like less aggressive, that the puzzles can be pretty tricky and require some like real logical thinking. But yeah, I, like I said, I've only played about an hour of it, but I'm really having fun with it, and I can't wait to play more of it on my train that just arrived. So I'm going to get out of here, go play some Dimhaven, but go check it out. It's called Dimhaven, The Last Source. If you're into Myst-like games, or just like really logical lateral thinking puzzle games, this one might be for you. I will report back. I'll probably have a written review on this one when I finish it. I'm not quite sure how long it is. But like I said, if it has taken me almost an hour to solve to get to solving the main puzzle, I think it's going to probably be like a good 6 or 8 hours, I imagine, if not longer, depending on the state of my brain at the time. It's good, though. I've been having a lot of fun with it. So go check it out. Dimhaven, The Last Source. I think it's like $20 on Steam. Probably discounted because it just came out, I think, last week. It's cool. It's fun. But that's going to do it for me. I'm going to head onto this train, go play some Dimhaven, and then schlep my way into the office for the jobby job. You guys have a good rest of your day. Enjoy your Tuesday. It's going to be stupid hot here in New England the rest of this week. So if you are also suffering from climate change, stay warm, stay cool. Don't stay warm. I mean, stay warmish. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and try to get some outside time, but do it safely. We'll catch you later. Thanks.